Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
All right, we're back talking some fantasy football. I'm here, Nick's here, and Joe Baker's here, my arch nemesis.
Definitely.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports 1. Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and everything else. Joe Baker's not happy with me right now. Here's the situation. Nick won. Nick's in the championship. That's why you don't see Terry here, because Nick killed him.
Terry's crying.
Terry's buried in a grave somewhere.
Shallow grave.
I texted him and asked him if he wanted to come today. He didn't even text me back.
Are you sure that's just not Terry being Terry?
You know, I'm going to choose to portray it in this way. So here's what we got tonight. Tonight, we're recording this on a Monday. We have the Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. And here's what else we got. Mine and Baker's team blew ass.
Big time.
I have 50 points right now. I have 50 points. I think everyone in our league sucked. I think there's going to be three teams over 100. So it was a worldwide fantasy just crapper this week. And I have 50 points. What do you have, 79?
79.
I asked like I didn't know, like it didn't keep me up last night. I have Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara. Joe Baker has
Mark Ingram.
And I need to make up 30 points. I'm not feeling great.
At least 30.
I'm not feeling
Ingram's
great.
In there too. And when he vultures a touchdown, it's going to destroy you.
I'm not feeling great.
I'm not feeling great either.
I need Mark Ingram to do nothing. And I need my other boys to do lots, which has not happened at all. And I'm not in a great spot. I don't think I'm going to win. Baker, he says he doesn't think he's going to win, but I think he's just trying not to jinx it. It's like 51-49, I think. Yeah.
52 to Baker's 40, so you're 48. So
yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
I really don't know.
Don't cop out on me.
I'll say Mark Ingram's gonna take him to the championship. He's gonna vulture that touchdown, and it's gonna be that touchdown that decides it. That's what I'm calling. Or Ingram's gonna have that one big play. That he makes him win by 5 instead of you win by 5.
That would suck.
So
and the rest of my team stunk. Baker, what'd your team do?
Stunk.
Yeah, you gotta read it. How they stunk.
Phillip Rivers got me 18 points. Tyreek Hill got me 6. Cooper also got me 6. Saquon got me 7. I didn't have a single player score over 10 points, position player.
I didn't have a touchdown, bro. I have one touchdown.
I had one touchdown, which was Vance McDonald, and he finished with 8. Josh Gordon got me 2. The best player on my team this week was my kicker, Fairbairn.
Yeah.
22.
The dumbest shit in the world.
Mm-hmm. How'd your bench do?
My bench. The only person I could have put in there was Galladay over Gordon. Galladay got 18. Other than that, all my starts were fine. But Chicago's defense got 8. So
couldn't have done much.
Right. Yeah, so here's what I'm dealing with. Davante Adams had 18 points. Great week for Davante Adams. Jarvis Landry had 5. Phillip Lindsay had 6. Cameron Bray had 1. Adam Thielen had 2.9.
Ouch.
Matt Bryan had 10. And my Baltimore defense had 7. I'm rostering three defenses, and I played the worst one.
The worst one.
Played the wrong one.
Which is the best defense in the league, I might add.
I knew you were going to make a mistake. I knew you had three defenses. I was looking at your team. I'm like, what's this dude doing?
I had to hoard him so you guys couldn't play him. That's my process.
Kind of screwed you at the end, though, because either of those other two teams had, what, 10 points, 13 points? For
13
the...
and 17.
Yeah, so.
So that's what happened.
That
could have
been
us.
Your matchup right there, 6 points,
you know,
man.
Nick, you don't got to tell me that, okay? How about you tell us what your team did this week? How about that?
Yeah, man, it was actually looking to be a
Nick
shootout.
Nick was one of the three teams that had a good week.
Me and Terry were starting with a shootout, and so, you know, Matt Ryan got me 25, Mike Evans 14, Mixon 26, Gurley 29, Ertz 3.7, Jalen Samuels 18.2, and then Butker with a 4 on Thursday night, which didn't even matter, and then 10 from Jacksonville. My bench did cool. Tevin Coleman with a cool 20 points there.
That's, yeah. And Ito Smith's now on IR.
So I'm looking good going into the finals next week with a solid running back and my flex option along Mixon and Gurley. And I'll talk Terry's team too. He scored 37 points in the 3 o'clock games, and that's what really sealed it for me. Big Ben, 13 points, and Juju got 6.
Yeah.
Edelman had 12.5, and then he had Kittle going too, and he had 6.6. So that was his downfall.
Needed more out of that.
He needed two more touchdowns.
He would have beat me and Baker both.
Yeah, he's very upset
by a lot.
He's like, I wish I would have got fourth place so I could. He'd be in the finals right now. And I said, yeah. Then we could split the prize money and have a dope ass TV in the living room, or something. Like
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Like that, but Zeke Elliott held the 13.3 points. I thought that was really big for me. But
it's huge, yeah.
Devin Cook, he had Cook and Williams and Zeke were the first three players to go. And by after the noon games, he had 60 points. So I was sweating it.
Yeah. And then he had, yeah, the blow up on Thursday, Damian Williams.
Yeah, so that was a problem. He played Greg the Leg, got him 12 points. Played the Rams defense. Been sticking to him all year. I'm glad he has.
Against Nicky Foles, I guess you got to.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm up 130 to 120, and I have Michael Thomas still going tonight. So, I mean, I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah. So other booms. It's not a star-setter list here. DeAndre Hopkins, best fantasy player this week, 34 points. Mike Williams was number two with 33 points. Derrick Henry's number three with 29 points. Then Todd Gurley. Then Dalvin Cook, who ran like a crazy man, who you played against.
I thought he was
also, yeah, so he had the 5 and 6 fantasy players this week.
I had the three.
He had Cook and Williams.
I had like Gurley and then Ryan.
Mixon.
And Mixon were all up there too.
You had the 4, the 7, and the 8.
Yeah, so that was a nice little counter.
And then Marlon Mack, Chris Carson, Deshaun Watson, Kamani Fairbairn.
Fairbairn.
Was
12th. You're hoping.
He's a kicker.
You're hoping he goes
12th.
Down.
12th.
Hoping he goes down to 14th.
At least 14th. Doug Baldwin, 2 touchdowns, had a great game. Sam Darnold, 253 and 2 touchdowns at 35 rush yards.
Just played on Saturday. That's what I only remember the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tevin Coleman did great. Alshon had a game.
Yeah.
Atlanta defense. Ugh, this is gross. Atlanta defense.
Pick 6.
39% owned.
Yeah. That's a good stream, though, if you had him.
Josh Allen, 100 yards or 200 yards and a touchdown and 16 rush yards and a touchdown. That's his lowest rushing total in a while. Robbie Anderson had 96 yards and a touchdown, 7 catches. Mitch Trubisky, that's the top 20.
He only had 19 points. I know that.
Yeah.
You said so Derrick Henry.
Top 20 players.
How you guys feel about Derrick Henry going into next year?
Next year? I don't know what they do with Deion Lewis, but
I think they're going to go away from using Lewis as a runner, and he's just going to be the passing down back.
Maybe. I don't know. Because
Derrick Henry has looked like a man among boys.
A beast. The
past 2 weeks, and it's because he's getting 25 to 30 touches. And that's
what he should be getting.
He should. Yeah. Because he's going to break those big old runs, and he's scary.
Right.
So, if you had Derrick Henry in your fantasy matchups, congratulations.
Yeah, but you didn't.
No.
Nobody had that.
Right.
Someone did.
Maybe like two people.
That's why I congratulate
out of the millions of people that play fantasy football.
They made the right move.
Played Derrick Henry the last 2 weeks.
They made the right move.
He's got 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
six
what the hell?
In the last two games.
11 touchdowns. There's people that have been better fantasy players all year that don't have 11 touchdowns.
No way.
Just absurd, Derrick Henry. But I mean, I don't know what else to say right now. I can't think about fantasy football.
You don't want to. Your
I just have to think about Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara letting me down like the rest of my team did when I'm this close.
Hey, the odds are in your guys' favor. Something's got to go right, right?
Right, Baker?
Right.
Goddamn. Kamani Fairbairn. I promise you we're not going to have kickers if that's the reason I lose.
Oh, we're going to have kickers.
What a baby. We have evidence on
I'm
tape.
Kicking him
definitely
out.
Definitely have kickers.
Evidence.
Kaimani Fairbairn will no longer be eligible to play football. Or maybe I'll just ban him.
Just him?
Some bullshit. I'm pissed.
How'd your kicker do?
Got me 10.
That's solid.
Yeah,
that's
it's solid.
Kicker.
It is solid.
Probably the second best player on
but
your team.
But if he would have got me 0 and Baker's kicker would have got him 0, I'd be a lot closer right now. With the people that matter. But yet, I'm sitting here trying to fight off Kamani Fairbairn.
All lives
in
matter.
The semifinals.
All lives matter, Kalen.
Kickers don't matter.
Kickers lives can, matter.
Kickers can suck a whatever. All right, we're at about 10 minutes. Do you have anything else?
I can't wait to play next week.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Yeah, whatever.
What about you, Baker?
I have nothing.
I wish we knew. Maybe I'll do something to where we'll know what the final matchup is.
This is a good little teaser, yeah.
I think Baker's going to win.
I don't think so.
If Ingram does anything, you win.
If you get Ingram to get you 12 points, I think you're in, yeah.
You win.
I think who's ever at 90 points probably wins it.
Probably.
Shit show.
I can't get 40.
Yeah, you can.
40?
It's easy. You can get 40 easily.
You can get 60.
40?
You can get 60.
I'm not 60. Feeling great.
60's not easy. But
I'm not even going to
get it.
That's a matchup.
I'm going to be in the car during half of this game, too. So,
man. You know what? Get the ESPN app on your phone.
I can't. I'm low on data. I can't stream it, big
dang,
dog. I can't
man.
Stream it. I got to listen to it on the radio.
That's okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Is that Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner? No.
I think they do Thursdays. I don't know if they do Mondays. I don't know. I haven't listened to the radio in a long time, so I don't know. But that's
my radio
all.
Just went out in my car yesterday. So that, now I'm Chase over here.
That sucks a lot.
So I just
with the beats.
It just stopped working, man. So you're going to have to suggest what kind of speaker I need for my car.
Yeah, try this one out.
All right.
Anything else, Baker?
I have nothing.
Got nothing?
Nothing.
Why don't you ever have anything?
He's scared and shaking his boots.
I am scared.
Baker.
Little tennis shoes.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Spread the word.
Yo, I got one final thought.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Thanks for dumping over a red 40-pound soda in my trailer last night. Because you're coming in roughhousing like a little kid. No roughhousing in the house, Caleb.
You want to tell that, Nat?
It's not my house. They can roughhouse in this house.
They broke Luke's bed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wonder what they were doing for that.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
Spread.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.